fired his national security advisor, John Bolton. The president tweeted this morning, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration, and therefore I asked John for his resignation, which was given to me this morning." He thanked Bolton for his service and said he would be naming a replacement next week. Shortly after Trump's announcement, Bolton tweeted that he offered to resign last night, and President Trump said, "Let's talk about it tomorrow." John Bolton, regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense, was appointed National Security Advisor in March of 2018, replacing Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster. Residents of a dozen villages in disputed Kashmir say nighttime raids by Indian troops began just before the New Delhi government stripped the region of its statehood last month. The residents told the Associated Press that soldiers inflicted beatings on young men and forced them to eat dust and threatened to kidnap their sisters. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi speaking today at the UN Human Rights Council.
Human rights are being trampled with impunity by India. The people of this occupied land are suffering systematic and serial violations of their fundamental freedoms.
India Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs Bijay Singh responded.
One delegation here has given a running commentary with offensive rhetoric of false allegations and concocted charges against my country. The world is aware that this fabricated narrative comes from the epicenter of global terrorism, where ringleaders are sheltered for years. This country conducts cross-border terrorism as a form of alternate diplomacy.
This is VOA News. The New York Times and